Banner. Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
It's 11 o'clock my time, 10 o'clock somebody else's time, 9, 8, 7, whatever, wherever you're listening, then it's time. It's time for Rick Adams, the radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, and I'm waiting to make a connection here tonight with, hopefully with Dr. K, see if we can get him back. We've been doing this weekly to discuss not only his efforts, his book, and what he's been doing overseas, of course, but his book, Wrongly Blamed, and his treatise on Ron Paul, the candidacy of Ron Paul, which, of course, is a continuing subject. There are various feelings going around about what's going on here in the camp and what's happening with Ron Paul and what's happening with the elections, and how skewered are these elections, and can we believe anything anymore? Well, those are good, valid questions. There's no question about that, and I think we need to be concerned. But nevertheless, there's much more here than meets the eye, and there's much more going on that meets the eye, and we need to be aware of exactly the game plan that is taking place and unfolding across the nation in this 2008 election year. And we note that that of all of the candidates that are gathered, few have dropped out now. Really and truthfully, the only one who has really debated issues that haven't even been brought up has been Ron Paul. And unfortunately, that is the reality of the sad state of affairs which our empire now has entered. We have, entered the empire stage. We are not a republic any longer, unfortunately. And we are going down. You know, we are declining as empires eventually do. So the people in the media who are part of the empire, the ruling elite, have done their darndest to do everything they can, humanly possible, except for the big guns, so to speak, and I do mean the guns, to try to derail any movement that would restore a Republican form of government and bring this nation back to its moorings. So with that in mind, I hope to be able to bring on Dr. Oregano, as he's called, Dr. Kasem Khalil, who will mull over some things with us tonight. And there's much to mull over. There's no doubt about that. Many of the things that you might want to look at are some of the interesting websites. PeoplesPresident.net is one website that, of course, has been really a supporter of Ron Paul, but also an observer of the elections and what's going on. And, they have a list of the top 10 things to look for in a president and 5 ways to make your vote count. I do want to go over this for the benefit of those of you who are entering the primaries in Florida, South Carolina, and other states as well, leading up to the Super Tuesday primaries, so that you and yours will be prepared. Because Ron Paul, I know, has his campaign, anyway, not him personally, but his campaign has suggested that he feels what happened in New Hampshire is basically the result of a huge surge of votes that were brought in, diluting his own. Anyway, that's the official word, but the vote counting began today. We shall be back with Dr. K. I'm Rick Adams. Jump aboard right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Alrighty, we are right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are connecting with Dr. K over the ocean, believe it or not, and he is going to join us momentarily. The peoplespresident.net website tells us top 10 things to look for in our president, and they say, is the candidate honest? A good example of what he or she preaches, doesn't say one thing, do another. Two, willing to make all stances based on morality and decency. Three, humble. Four, open-minded. Five, never compromised by special interests. Well, that's kind of a silly one, right? Six, committed to the following the rule of law while unwilling to compromise people's freedoms for political gain. Number seven, willing to speak the truth regardless of the consequences. Eight, committed to ensuring the safety of all citizens and people. Nine, unwilling to be the aggressor in any conflict of war. 10, unwilling to compromise their values and succumb to political pressures. So those are the evaluation bases for the candidates. Now, they also deal with the question of how to make your vote count and make up your mind to protect your vote. Be firm. Get an affidavit, number one, okay? Fill out the affidavit and get it notarized. If you don't have time, fill it out on the site, right there on site at the voting station, and have an election official sign it. You hear that? and make a copy of your affidavit, if possible, at the voting station or polling station and leave it with them. Be sure you tell the voting poll official that you are keeping a permanent record, notarized and signed, of your vote as your constitutional duty. Now you can be sure your vote will count, and if possible, have a digital photo taken of you casting your vote. Also, take a photo of the voting system and officials. Don't be apathetic. Get out and vote and make sure it counts. And that's basic common sense stuff, right? I think we can basically all agree on that. Now, D.V. Kidd, of course, who was one of our most respected columnists for newswithviews.com, has, of course, written extensively on the campaigns. And her latest column just 2 days ago, actually, that has been published, deals with the Ron Paul question and the statement that has been issued, stating the reasons he personally will not pursue a recount of the votes cast in the New Hampshire primary. His statement is basically on the website, and you can read the whole statement by yourself. But what he's saying is, essentially, is that he feels the vote count was affected against him, that he would have done better had the voter turnout not been so high. Of course, the weather that day was fairly warm, a very unseasonably warm day, and a greater turnout had been given him, everyone, as a matter of fact, than would otherwise have been the case. Then, of course, there was greater interest in this as well, with all of the candidates having been running. So, basically, what he's saying is that's the way it is, and we're just going to keep on going, and we're going to keep on going to the next primaries, and we will do what we can, whether we win or not. We are going to continue right to the end until there is nothing more of the campaign. So, essentially, that's what he's saying. Now, a lot of people have, you know, been disappointed in that statement. A lot of people feel that he's sold out, but really and truthfully, I don't think we can do that. I understand the pressures. As D.V. said herself, the pressures of running for Congress, unless you've been there, and she's been there, you can't judge. You really cannot judge, knowing the problems associated with a campaign. You can agree or disagree, but you're not going to be alone. But the reality is there are legitimate reasons why the Paul campaign did not personally pursue this, and they're going to continue to hope that they will fare better in the upcoming primaries, where they are investing a few million dollars of the money that has been raised. So that's something you might consider as well, ladies and gentlemen, before you decide to throw in the towel. And don't do that, by the way. Obviously, you don't want to throw in the towel whatsoever. By the way, are you in good health? If not, RBN sponsor Heart and Body Extract can help you. Heart and Body Extract supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. So visit our sponsor today at www.hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. All right, now do we have Dr. Kasem Khalil yet, Manny? Do we or don't we?
Hey!
Here he is.
Yes, how you doing, dear?
All right, how are you,
Doc? That's my man, and everybody out there. It's good to be back, and thank you, you YouTubers, for sending me your links, and just keep sending. Anything good and juicy, send it on over.
Mm-hmm.
But this is really getting interesting, isn't it? How this is evolving.
Yeah.
Hey.
What are your thoughts now, having had a week between programs here?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, Doc?
Well, why would the good doctor say that a high turnout would sabotage or would under... That doesn't even make any sense.
You don't think that
adds up? A high turnout would favor the doctor.
Well, it depends on who voted,
huh?
Right? But who?
What?
It depends on who voted and the special interest.
Well, you know, but think about it. Overall,
yeah.
You have new interest. You have a new man on the block. You have people revved up. You have people who've been apathetic coming out. You have, you know, let's look back a little bit. In my book, of course, that's coming out shortly, I talk about the New Hampshire pundits who evaluated the Good Doctor very early in the game. And they, in their evaluation, which was posted, Peter Glenshaw's Democracy for New Hampshire, if you can try to find that on the web, said, absolutely, mm-hmm. up in the northern part of Crafter County, he has immense support. People are looking for a policy of change. Change came from him. People don't like the incumbents that they've been presented with. Mm-hmm. Now, this was in November. There are for sale signs everywhere. Either there's a very famous, rich real estate agent in New Hampshire now, or Ron Paul is real. You saw a lot of Mitt Romney signs early in the summer, but they've all disappeared. There's no energy there. Mm-hmm. He, Romney, is doing pretty well in the polls, but he's buying the numbers. But Ron Paul, I'm quoting you from their TV show in November in, mm-hmm. in New Hampshire, yep. unlike the media and others like to spin, is not just getting independent and disgruntled libertarians, but real Republicans. When you drive through the town of Bedford, where those signs have been, those yard signs now have Ron Paul signs, where they used to have Mitt Romney. Where George Bush signs had been years before, they now have Ron Paul signs. And they aren't people living off the grid. Good mm-hmm. God, people. Don't you know that, if you have a man that rails against, for example, I'm not going to say rails, but that speaks out in the truth or speaks out against the Israeli lobby, let's say, okay? Don't you think he's infiltrated in advance? If you have only one person that says, all right, the USS Liberty was attacked by Israeli agents, this is a crime against our Constitution, our country, it's murder of our soldiers. If you have one person that says no to the Patriot Act, don't you think the poor son of a gun is going to be watched? mm-hmm. The only one that votes against the Israeli Act? What do you think it is? And so, I mean, I'm not speaking for the doctor. Mm-hmm. I'm an analyst. And it's obvious that you would be infiltrated. Now, I don't know who's writing what, and we would love to know who's writing what so we can try our best to work with that and work with the campaign, but you know that anything like this is going to have, secret people sneaking around.
Yeah, that's a given. That's a given, sure. But I'm wondering whether or not, that we can lay that really totally at his doorstep and suggest that maybe there are forces within that are redirecting the campaign, as
well,
is the case certainly with
here's,
others.
Here's why. Mm-hmm. This is a threat, and there'll be an attempt to undermine it everywhere. Now, the good doctor and Mrs. Paul and his family, they're brilliant, and we're going to support them. And they're going to get into that White House, God willing. Everything's going to work out. But you have to know what you're dealing with. If you go on some kind of Netherland, and in the first place, defrauding the vote is a criminal act. Yeah? And if the public proves this, it's over for the corrupt powers. So don't be surprised, if there are attempts to undermine this. The guy's a real guy. Dr. Paul's a real deal. So let's not forget that, ever, no matter whether we got alienated or upset about a letter or not, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just stick with the fact that he's the real deal. Otherwise, they wouldn't be attacking him. Look, I'm going to support the guy that everybody's attacking, right?
Absolutely.
Evil power is after the man's position, then know it's got to be pretty darn good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well,
let's
face it. Considering the way that nation has shifted the morals of our society today and the political spectrum today, it's harder and harder and harder to define what is truly constitutional in terms of the media mirage of propaganda.
Oh,
so
sure.
A guy like Ron Paul is automatically placed way out in right field,
sure.
And so the American public are told he's not moderate. You've got to be moderate. All right, we'll be back, Doc. Hey, stay tuned. We'll take calls. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Jump aboard the Republic Broadcasting Network, 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
And we're back now, 1-800-313-9443. And Doc, we are back. We'll take some calls in a few moments, but your situation is your assessment is absolutely correct. Yeah. No doubt about that.
The reason I'm doing this is let's continue this in a different way, just a little bit different. We're dreaming if we think you can just send a bunch of money to whatever it is and just sit back and wait. Mm-hmm. Now that's fine. Let's go ahead and keep funding what we can that's going to maybe keep these campaign offices going and keep some strategy going. But, mm-hmm. For example, Dr. Paul Wisely didn't do a recount, apparently. And so you got to understand, what are you recounting? You're recounting electrons that disappeared into the Netherland.
Mm-hmm.
How can you recount a Diebold mathematical? You're recounting corruption.
Well, it
you're
has
confirming,
to be.
The numbers mean nothing.
No. I mean, not if your account
and
is
for
skewed.
The, and right for the home office mentioning, for example, just mm-hmm. as an example, because we have to be practical. We can't. Okay, if we bury our heads in the sand, then you are finished.
Right.
If you get your head out of the sand, you can do anything, whatever you believe is right.
Sure.
Think
sure.
about Scripture. So recount's useless, and then there was mention that the polls said that we would only get X percent. Whoever's doing that's cuckoo nuts, because the polls are created by, lobbies, the defense industry, the foreign, foreign national companies, pharmaceutical industrial. They're the people who influence the pollsters, largely. And, for example, I talked about Raytheon's direct involvement with two Raytheon employees, ex-employees, that run USAElectionPolls.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so none of this means anything.
Mm-hmm.
What means everything is that there are huge amount of people voting for Dr. Paul already. My predictions are, and I'm speaking for myself by my analysis, minimum 25% in New Hampshire. That's the bare minimum. In, for example, Michigan, we don't know, but probably 10 to 15%. This
mm-hmm.
is minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, the point is that you have to secure the vote. If you don't secure the vote, then this is a wasted endeavor. That's for sure. Because, you know, we can get 80% of the people out to vote for Dr. Paul, but if it's switched where he gets 32% of the vote and McCain gets 35, what good did it do? That's the issue.
Well, like I peoplespresident.net that you've also read from pretty well much tells you what to do, how to go into that voting polling place armed with the necessary
affidavits. Yeah, because, I mean, look, for example, look what Harry Hurty said, Harry Hurty with Silvestro, they ran these are the people, Silvestro and his group ran the New Hampshire primary, right? They dictated what the results would be.
Sure.
Yeah? So Hurty said, look, because I can control the poll tape. The poll tape doesn't mean anything. Whatever logic and accuracy test you perform, but just before the election, I can rig it. And this is very interesting. This is his sworn testimony, Hurty being the European computer programmer that was involved in the vote fraud. He said, mm-hmm. I will be producing fraudulent tape on Tuesday evening for the vote, and so I don't have to worry about the ballots, what ballots go through,
mm-hmm.
because I will have already corrupted the software to read the votes for Dr. Paul over to Mr. McCain or to Mr. Huckabee from Dr. Paul's stack. And you think it's not a real deal, man? Did you hear about what happened in Arizona? Here at the straw poll, there was a huge stack of Dr. Paul votes,
mm-hmm.
and there was a smaller stack of McCain votes.
Yep.
And a Paul supporter found them trying to destroy or eliminate the Dr. Paul votes. Dr. Paul got 70% of the vote in Arizona at the straw poll because the cowboy went in there and he said, stop it. I'm standing right here and we're counting it together.
Mm-hmm.
So how many times did that happen with no cowboy in tow? Yeah, you know?
Yeah, one can only imagine. The potential for widespread voter tampering is just enormous, as you point out. You know, it is a crime. And, of course, 9/11 was a crime, too. And you see what happened with 911. You saw the evidence being immediately taken off the scene and shipped out of the country. So it could not be properly investigated. We have crimes going on right under our noses, and the American public did nothing about it. Nothing.
You can't stand by this time. You have one last chance in the United States to cure the disease. That's this one. You have an opportunity to act, and it's not difficult. All we need are 20 or 30 precincts or cities where all the Ron Paul voters register at a little booth. In other words, when they come out, you do an exit poll. The news media can do it. You can do it. You don't have to get the police's approval for this one. Everybody can do an exit poll. And every Ron Paul supporter in that particular area for the whole day and night registers. Mm-hmm. They have their affidavit for their own home file.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, it's not that difficult, people.
No, but that's the key, is that people have to do this. And the Ron Paul people should make that known to every one of its supporters. All right, we'll come right back. We'll take some calls. They're lining up, and we'll do that in 3 minutes with our guest, Dr. K, on the line. Ron Paul, the discussion. We'll be back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Back now, and let's see what our listeners have to say, Dr. K.
Those that think I'm Rick?
Yeah.
For those that think I'm undocumented or I might be on the fringe,
no.
I'm going to quote to you Homeland Security's Homeland Security's Cyber Alert 2004 said a vulnerability exists in the back door of the Diebold machine.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And that one malicious individual could destroy the vote count.
And that comes from Homeland Security, which is headed by. You know who?
Chertoff said it then.
Mr. Double Agent himself.
Definitely.
All right, let's talk to Henry first in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Henry.
Long time no hear. Okay, yesterday Robert Bishop, who was like his name is Robert Bishop, like Bishop and Knight Bishop. He was a voter or I think election analyst. He said he was, I didn't know he came out, he was calling from Pennsylvania, coming out of Pennsylvania. He said that all the entire area of, that Pennsylvania is kind of like a complete college state even, and that all the areas where they have universities in Pennsylvania have Ron Paul signs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Then I'm hearing tonight, show just before yours, mentioning that Ron Paul's the only guy who's running TV ads in Nevada. And, you know, because Nevada's kind of like, you know, kind of state that's similar to, like, even some European countries. You know, it has gambling, it has prostitution, it has this and that. And he's saying he thinks those people there might go for Ron Paul.
Yeah, the constitutional government type of an approach, yeah.
So I believe this. I think Ron Paul may take Nevada, and there's a very good chance if a lot of people my age and down, all the way down to like 20 and teens, if they get out and they vote, he may take Pennsylvania.
He may take Pennsylvania. He may take everything, because if you look at the AOL, the last two AOL polls, you can't spike those. You know, he scored like 30% and won this. He's winning this one, the one before, and this is 800,000 people that voted. He was second to McCain in that one. Those are more legitimate than anything we've seen so far, because you're on your computer, you click. But here's the secret to your correctness. He'll take Pennsylvania, but the students have to get affidavits, because the Diebold machines will be definitely switched. They're, you know, they're going to do it. The only way they won't do it. Yeah, rigged.
Mm-hmm.
The only way they won't switch or rig is if enough people start doing the affidavits, then they're going to be these powerful ones will be compromised, and they're going to be forced to stand down, or at least to a degree.
All right, now
what
shall I do over here? Now, he's coming over here
Connecticut.
In February. I went through the trouble. I wasn't, like a lot of people, I'm not, you know, not enrolled in any party. So I went through the trouble of changing and enrolling in the Republican Party.
Yeah,
I did too.
My first time in my life. Yeah,
I did. Yeah, just because of him. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even bother, because I'm not Republican or Democrat. He's going to be coming to my neck of the woods on February 5th or 6th or something. So I'm going to be going out, making sure I can get out.
What you do is you go to peoplespresident.net, and there are other sites, but this is so easy. It's a new site. It doesn't have much on it. And you get yourself your affidavit, and for the rest of your family members or whatever. So each of you has a copy. If you had two, it's better. You know. And then you go and you have... If you could have someone that you assign to being the notary for that precinct, if you can find some fellow citizens and one just sits there and notarizes everything that comes in, or get it notarized before and go in and even have the election officials say, okay, well, I want you to sign this. And if you have a photocopy machine, let's make a copy. You take charge like the cowboy did. And you've got a good question. What do I do? And you can leave them a copy. You take a copy with you. You know what you voted. Then they're in trouble, because if you have 20 districts where we have 100% proof of every Ron Paul voter, they got problems.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to act that fast.
Well, but see, up here now, they changed something up here. I'm supposed to get a receipt when I vote of who I voted for. I don't know if Pennsylvania, you're saying they could do it with Pennsylvania. It may be a little difficult for them to rig it up here unless they do it a different way.
It would be difficult if everybody took a receipt home.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. Connecticut changed it and has something similar like Rhode Island, where now you get a. It's kind of a. You have to. I think you have to do something with a circle now.
No, you connect the lines, the dots, is what.
Yeah.
If you have a definite receipt that acts as a legal receipt showing that you voted for Ron Paul, if a state is doing that, that's a leap into the future. But I would get a digital photograph of you placing your vote.
We have an optical scan system now. What is in Connecticut? Do you know? Do you have a similar
system? What do you mean, like scanning my eyes, or you mean scanning
a
form?
No, optical scan on the ballot.
I think that is what we got. Yes, it's something like that.
Because
it's
that is actually one of the better systems. No touchscreen, no touchscreen whatsoever.
No.
And I'll
tell
you something, by the way, both of you, that when it came time to reach the deadline for Ron Paul and all of the candidates, Democrat, Republican, Independent, to be on the ballot, Ron Paul in liberal Rhode Island came out with the highest number of valid signatures of all the candidates put together. He had 3,900, and it takes 1,000 signatures in Rhode Island to get legally on the ballot. He had four times the number. in this state. So that opens the door, you see, to speculation.
Yeah, I mean, who else is being talked about on the Internet? Who else can speak? Who else
I'll tell you, if anybody could do it, maybe we could do it. I mean, it's you know, they may not pay attention, but maybe we can, because I got a funny... Now, let's see. Ron Paul didn't get to Rhode Island yet.
No.
Okay. He didn't get to Connecticut yet. Okay. Let's see what we'll do, both of us do, because... You know,
the other thing you can do is definitely
forget, our primary is March 3rd.
Yeah. So okay, you're March 3rd, so we're right next to you. Okay, because there's February 3rd or February 5th.
Another thing we can do is there's a great DVD coming out called Ron Paul. I'll get you guys the link. I'll get to the link to you.
Sure.
A New Hope. It's called A New Hope. And that's a very compelling one. And we could put that on cable. I'm having it put on cable nationally. You know, that's how I'm going to give my donation.
That's wonderful.
So you mean as a national cable? Oh, I said right there.
I got the rights to it. The guy that produced it doesn't care. He wants it out there. And we could just go and pay $20 to the cable station, and we can have it run. Or you can get a couple hundred dollars together from people, and you can run it. So those who want to run Ron Paul A New Hope, and it's got good focus. It focuses on the Constitution. Instead of 15 focus, it's got one focus. And it uses him for sound bites instead of long lectures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Hey, we're going to look into that. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Hey, Henry, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's move along to Doug in Texas next. Hello, Doug.
Yeah, Rick.
Hi.
Dr. K.
How are you?
Ron Paul has a unique group of supporters. Those people will go out and they will get affidavits and they will screw up the little system. The voting system.
Yeah.
You mean straighten it out is what you mean.
Everybody here in Austin, it's 100%, 99% Ron Paul, 1% everybody, Democrat or Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Bumper stickers, yard signs. And I talk to them. They come when I'm stopped in a store or something. They'll come up to me. They see my Ron Paul stickers, and they'll come up. People are avid. They're maybe rabid.
Well, it's you know what it is. They're so thrilled with hope. They're filled with hope of freedom and of economic development and of freedom for health and elimination of tyranny and free choice, which is the United States, man. Which we haven't had it. Right?
Right.
And now we're taking it back. Somebody took it away, and I say, you're not gonna, it's like a kid, you know, a little baby. If you take it from them, you know how a child will grab you? They have a big grip. They know. If they've got something in their hand, that's how we've got to be. It's ours. You can't have it. It's our freedom. Give it back.
Well, our friends in the Israel lobby, of course, don't see it that way, as Doug will attest. They would like to be able to control all of the strings with the puppets attached, and no matter which side of the aisle you look at, all of the so-called legitimate candidates are Israel firsters. Not
that's right. Israel decided a few days ago that McCain would be their pick, and Hillary Clinton would be the two main picks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And part of that has to do with an implosion that Huckabee and Mitt Romney were involved of that got to the state's attorney because of the push polls.
Mm-hmm.
So there were two things with McCain that are curious. As soon as he said, I want a 100-year war in the Middle East, and then as soon as Romney and Huckabee came at risk for investigation by state's attorney, then all of a sudden McCain came out of nowhere.
But you look at the way they've changed the focus of the they've taken a heck of a load off of McCain's back with his incredulous, insane foreign policy because the economy's stupid now is the issue, as they tell us.
Yeah, well, that's
what
it
done?
Is. You know what? The only issue is the economy, which means the health.
Well, it's collapsing around us, and they're doing it deliberately, and that's part of the reason why they've given it to McCain.
We don't need a foreign policy. We need an American policy.
Right. Well, a foreign policy is just that, isn't it? It's foreign to the Constitution. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Doug, anything else?
Yeah, Ron Paul is the only candidate. Ron Paul and Mike Gravel were the only two candidates that didn't go to Tel Aviv to grovel before their masters.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's the only statesman running who's running for the presidency of the United States as opposed to auditioning to be a sock puppet for the AIPAC.
Yeah, auditioning. Exactly, I like right. That word, yes.
You know, he said, was it on Dela or someplace, they said, well, what about AIPAC and the CFR? He said, I haven't received my invitation yet.
Mm-hmm.
But in other words, what you have is you have which candidates are the, let's take a question, which candidates are the CFR candidates?
Mm-hmm.
Which candidates are the socialist candidates?
Raise your hands now.
Yeah. Which candidates are communist candidates?
Why don't we ask the question, will the real Americanist candidate please come forward?
Yeah, there's only one. One that's the people's candidate. That's it.
Right.
Paul Revere.
God bless Austin for their...
Yeah.
Austin is number one in the world now. Forget about Manitoba being the center of the earth. It's Austin, baby.
Mm-hmm. All right, Doug. Hey, thank you for your efforts. Keep plugging away, Doug.
All right.
Hey, by the way, let me mention, ladies and gentlemen, that a caller has asked me to announce this, and all of us here at RBN, that there is going to be a Ron Paul meetup in Parsons, Tennessee. Parsons, Tennessee, Monday, February 4th, Granny's Kitchen. Granny's Kitchen Restaurant. Call Cheyenne at 731-967-2933. I'll repeat that number again. To call Cheyenne, the name is Sheyanne, at area code 967-2933. Okay, so it's area code 731-967-2933, and we have the number here at RBN for you, my producer. All right, hey, let's take Jeff in Vermont now. Jeff's been waiting. Hello, Jeff. You're on with Dr. K.
Hey, Dr. K. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Mr. Jeff. How about you, dear?
Doing pretty good. I've been following the Ron Paul thing for a long time. I'm kind of discouraged with the fact that I'm from Vermont. New Hampshire's just next door, and Sutton County is mm-hmm. pretty much right by me. And we actually know people in Sutton County that voted for Ron Paul, and he got a big fat zero in Sutton County. And he has not, you know, wanted to go for the Dennis Kucinich way and put down money for the recount. It kind of bummed us out there, but
yes, it did.
Be that as it may.
Yeah.
The way I look at it, you know, I've been studying this stuff for a long time, and probably so have you and Mr. Adams and everybody. The same people that pulled off 9/11 are the same people that are running the show now.
Facts here in front of me. Yeah.
You think for a moment that, you know, they're not going to do everything in their in their best interest to get Ron Paul not elected?
Mm-hmm.
You can go on Google Video and you can call and you can look up Neil Kond again and Ron Paul's in 2003.
Right.
He's pointing out who Leo Strauss is, who Irving Kristol is, who
the
all these
Cato Institute,
the PNAC, the American Enterprise Institute. Yeah, exactly. He's going through
the whole list
of people.
That's the difference. At least you have one man who knows the deal and he didn't take any of their money.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I agree with you 100%. I just got done reading. I've been on my list to read books as Zionism: The Age of Dictatorship by Liddy Brenner. And after I read that book, I mean, the history of World War II is definitely skeptical. I mean,
I've published on this in a coming book. the Wahlbergs and the other bankers in New York put Hitler in power big time.
Not only that, it's just the transfer agreement that the Jews had with the Nazis and the collaboration with the Nazis and the Jews. This is not even a controversy. They boycotted
Germany, and this
is not a controversy, and it's not a conspiracy theory. It's a fact.
Right, it is.
You brought up some good points. We have to address them.
Yes.
We're all discouraged now and then. Some silly ad comes out. You know, you pay money, You have a letter that some people get alienated about. But remember one thing. Dr. Paul's own words have been somewhat suspicious of these votes. His own words are, we've got to really assess this situation. He was somewhat disturbed at what he saw in Iowa. So we have to make sure that we talk to him directly to see his point of view on some of this, because some of this gets filtered through so many channels. So I think if we, when some of the smoke clears, we're going to find that he has many of the same positions we do. But this is the problem, too. There's nothing to recount, because it's the Diebold machine vote.
I agree with you.
So what we need is a criminal case. This is a criminal thing. I mean, there are people looking into, there are a number of top legal people who aren't compromised, mm-hmm. who are Americans, who are looking into what kind of criminal charges have to be brought. You know, that's what it is. It's a crime. And that's what we have to do, is determine how to go ahead and start suing the officials, the people above those officials, and the people at the top. Just for a point of, there's 300 million Americans, and we're tired of it. So in addition to, like we said, protecting the vote, I do agree that something should be done criminally. Definitely.
All right, Jeff.
Thank you for your call.
You bet. We're going to have to take a quick break again, and when we come back, we'll only have a few moments to continue this tonight's broadcast that we've been doing weekly with Dr. Kasim Khalil from across the waters, and we are discussing Ron Paul and the American electoral system right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
And I'm back right now. Well, we talked about the New Hampshire Secretary of State's office. You can go online and look it up. That is NHSOS. And we're looking at the first returns on the so-called recount, Dr. K. And
yeah.
It's showing Hillsborough County, Ron Paul, and the votes that he has amassed from Ward 1 through Ward 12. Five votes, two votes, three, five.
See the dirty rats? They spit in your face.
Yeah. And then
I mean, you give them all that money.
Right.
It goes into their coffers. And,
yep.
And nobody, you know, this was done emotionally. They ran into it. Some guy did it on his radio show, and then boom, granny. I mean, it's, you know, you got to think this. We got to think this thing through. Just like our friend from Connecticut said, what do we do next? He's got to have a pollmeister.
You know, the way the media will portray this is that you guys just don't get it. They'll say, look, all you guys you know, have to recognize is that though you speak to each other, though you speak to your own people, and you think that everyone thinks the way you do, that's not the way it is in
America.
Yeah,
they're going to make fun of
this
the
is
wrong,
what
the
they
Fox
want us to believe.
They played right into their hand.
Right.
And so, you know, that doesn't mean it's the end or anything, people. We ignore that. Where there are 300 million of us. Our friend down in Texas knows that that's a big state, and everybody in Texas is going to vote for the good doctor. They know him. But now let's get back to what we do. We, in addition to getting the receipt, you need a pollmeister. And the pollmeister has to take the name and phone number of every Ron Paul voter. Now, if other people want to give you that information, that's fine. But no, the easiest thing is just get the Ron Paul voters. Because, so what if everybody gets a receipt? Then we're disorganized. We go home and then they say, 15 votes. You know, and you saw 15 people voting for him at the same time. You know, so you've got to get the records of it. That's it. Record it.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, you see, that's great. That's wonderful. I agree with you. This whole system of HAVA voting, you know, the Help America Vote Act, came out of the fraud of the first Bush election of 2000.
I know.
And this Congress, they rammed it through just as they did with the Patriot Act. You remember? It's the same con game, and the federal government is more involved now in state and local elections than ever before, and they're messing it up because of the control of these companies. This is where we have to address.
I mean, I have the list right here.
Sure.
You have Mr. Ahamson, who's the primary stockholder in ES&S, you know, the voting machine people. You have the Arisovich brothers, who are the behind-the-scenes ES&S, Mossad agents, therefore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, undoubtedly.
You have Alex Kantarovich, the mysterious Russian immigrant, who's the source of the black box software that was used in 2000 by ES&S.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Rapp family that operates Triad. You have Michael Smurfit with Sequoia Pacific. Then you have the mysterious Venezuelans that went into Chicago and ran the central computer and altered the vote there for the company that's out of the Netherlands. It's an offshore company, Sequoia Pacific. It's totally offshore. Then you have Jeffrey Dean, who's 23 counts convicted felon. You have a lot of felons. There are a lot of convicted felons and cocaine addicts that run
Hopefully there'll be a lot more felons when this is all over.
There has to be. It's a felony. It's a crime. It's RICO.
It
it's racketeering. It's everything that you ever dreamed of. And every criminal that you ever wanted to put away, you can put them away on the vote count thing because they're defrauding Dr. Paul. And if you've got 99% of the people in Austin, you better figure 50 to 70% of Texas is going to go. They'll show him up at 8%.
Oh,
we
got a lot
prepare.
Of work to do. We have a lot of work, ladies and gentlemen.
A lot
Dr.
of work
K,
to do.
Is your
All
e-book...
you need to do is record the vote.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Is your book ready on Dr. Paul?
Outnumbered by the Mob is about a month and a half away from being
All right,
bound.
Good. We'll be talking to you every week, Doctor.
Okay.
I love it. Okay,
and listen,
thank
there's
you.
A great article on vote fraud by Rolling Stone. Robert Kennedy Jr. has penned it, so check out Rolling Stone. Robert Kennedy
this
Jr.
Week.
On YouTube.
Yes,
I mean, on
and YouTube video. Absolutely.
Well, it's not a video. It's Rolling Stone article with Robert Kennedy about vote fraud. Check it out.
Everything should be looked and no stone unturned.
No
thank
stone
you,
unturned.
Dr. K.
Nothing taken for granted.
Amen.
Record,
All right, we'll be
record,
talking
record,
again
record.
Next week. Bless you. Keep up the great work. All right. That's it for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. See you tomorrow night.